Now don't tell me you don't want that.
I don't have a choice, do I?
Oh, everyone has a choice, dearie.
Just make sure it's the right one.
I'm a hell of a doctor, huh? No way he wakes up with someone else's watch.
Hello, Dr. Well.
So I heard that you resigned from the hospital. I hope it wasn't because of me.
Why would it be because of you?
Well, our date. I never called you after? Yeah, I know. It's not classy. And I'm sorry. But if you can find a way to get over it, you know where to find me. Have a good day.
Miss Blanchard, may I have a word? Of course. I wanted to talk to you about my friend, Catherine. But more specifically, I wanted to talk to you about her husband, David. You don't belong together. He's not yours. He's taken. Find somebody else.
I haven't done anything.
Really? So he just up and left his wife on a whim?
David, what?
You don't know. Well, I suspect you soon will. So listen carefully, dear, because it's in your best interest. Stay away. He's in a fragile state. He doesn't know who he is or what he's doing, and you're this close to wrecking multiple lives. So before you do something that can't be undone, let him remember who he was.
There he is, our savior. The man who is going to tear the dragon limb from limb. You do this, and you'll be a legend.